For eye hath not seen, and ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of the natural man, the things that I have prepared for you to receive in this life, saith the Spirit of grace. But I have revealed them by my Spirit that is in you. That Spirit that I gave you the moment that you were born again, saith the Spirit of grace. Hold your post. Stand strong. For that which is also will be, saith the Spirit of grace. For many of you that are growing closer, I'm visiting you daily. I'm visiting you daily with all the passion and the ensign, the banner of my love, to promise. There's a promise on the inside of each one of you that are hearing me. Sometimes it seems so subtle that it's almost unrecognizable. But if you search down deep in that place where my word calls deep, calling unto deep, then you'll know that not only is there a witness of my fatherhood to you, there's also a promise of the coming glory that I promised that I would restore my church. This is not something that you orchestrated. This is not something that you received of man. But this was a promise, a foreseeing of my Spirit, that in the last days I would have a glorious church, without spot, without wrinkle. These words are absolutely contradictory to what most see when they see my church. But I say unto you, I will have. I do have, even now, that bride that is being prepared, adorned. This bride will be the one who will receive this great outpouring. For my witness is inside of you, no matter how subtle it may be on a daily basis. Don't give up your post, your position, your hunger. Cherish the hunger that is inside of you, that is being impregnated by the Holy Spirit. Cherish it and guard it more than anything else. It's the prerequisite. It's the compass. It's the direction to where that I'm taking you. As a church and as individuals, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Jesus. Okarete. Mahokarese. Iokraso. Yes, sir. I've yet to receive the invitation to birth this hunger in much of my church. A one-time invitation of salvation for me to come in was what I did and what I have done for many in the history of their life. But I am not a bully. I am not a tyrant. This is not the mafia. This is a family. I will not intimidate you into loving me and seeking me. My intimacy with you will only come by invitation. Though I love everyone the same, all in one in the church and even in the world, you cannot earn my love. Though I love everyone the same, you can mark this down and even judge the one that's saying it, the preacher that's saying it now, judge him falsely as a liar if these words do not come to pass. That those who will come into intimacy and fellowship will rise up, not of their own voice, but they'll rise up by an absolute recognition, by words unspoken in the body of Christ, head and shoulders above everyone else. They will not be intimidated in the time of trouble which is to come. They will stand out without words. Their words will be their silence. Their stronghold will be that they speak nothing of themselves. But the world around them will see, sinners will see, and the church will see a fearlessness in them upon the things that are. They will be standouts, head and shoulders above the crowd. Make this appeal to me now. I desire to come to you. Oh, that you would know. Oh, that you would know the benefit. For in seeking me, I'll come and heal your whole family. You're the catalyst. You're the catalyst for me to come and heal, raise up your family, your sons and your daughters from afar.